Wednesday, January 24, 2024, 4:45 a.m. Okay, so I'm out here at the studio slash garage getting ready to start painting. I switched over to my paper mounted on panel here. The sunflower painting. I kind of made a stab at it to begin with last week or so, and yesterday I was dealing with it, trying to make it look more interesting. Haven't gotten there, really gotten there yet. Still in the development stage. So I'm thinking maybe do another one with all the stuff that I've learned on this one. But I think I can at least go another couple of weeks on this one if I work steady on it. But so that probably means about a month of working on it. Anyway, so it's raining outside. The weather didn't really call for rain at this time in the morning. So I guess it's something unexpected. It wasn't supposed to rain at all until, well, it is Wednesday. Yeah, I guess it was expected. It is supposed to rain right now. yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I have some media mixed up from yesterday that I saved, and I got some white pigment that I stored away, so that should be good. So starting painting should start. So continuing painting should be easier today than it started yesterday, because I don't have to mix anything up really so much, that is. So today, Wednesday, we got grocery shopping today. That's later today. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So my medical problems are still persisting because of COVID. Things got out of whack and snowballed. And they took some tests, which found some other stuff. And now I got to go deal with some other stuff. So hopefully I won't die anytime soon. And well, the only concern about dying for me right now is my wife. I don't want to leave her to deal with all this other stuff that she's would have to deal with. If my wife died, I wouldn't mind about dying the very next second. Let somebody else deal with all this other stuff. As long as she doesn't have to deal with it and deal with putting me in the ground or whatever. So that's the way I feel about death. I'm not afraid of death. I do believe in self-preservation when it comes to dying or not dying. As far as death, I don't have any true anxiety over it. The only anxiety I have, like I said, is that that my wife is I can take care of my wife until she dies, and that way I can die peacefully for myself. Okay, that's kind of morbid, huh? For some people. For other people, oh, okay. Makes sense. But anyway, looking at some other paintings that I have, it's like, oh, my big giant canvas, Whiteness of the Whale. I'd like to really redo that. Keep on looking. It says, yeah, should have went another direction instead of the direction I went. When I first started painting it, I had all these different colors on there, and I think I like that better than what I got there now. So anyway, so I'd have a different approach to it. So I'd have to kind of like sand that down some more. And big canvases are hard to sand. Trust me, I know. Because the canvas is stretched. What do they call those? the support frame behind it. I forget what they call those things. The canvas will rest on that. When you sand on it, that'll kind of ghost up and come out. So sanding, it's going to be kind of difficult. I'll have to do it outside for sure. Okay. okay, so yesterday was the New Hampshire primaries, and I guess the Republicans want Donald Trump to be the president, their president and presidential nominee. Joe Biden was not on the ballot for the first primary in the nation because the DNC didn't want that, because Joe Biden didn't want that, and the people that ran Joe Biden didn't want that. So they didn't have him on the ballot. But he still won with like something like 62%, but because they had a write-in campaign, so they wrote him in. Let's see, former President Trump came in with quite a bit, and his only opponent right now, Nikki Haley, came in like a little over, like maybe not quite 11 points behind him. So that's pretty close. Let's see. But the funny thing is that they pointed it out in the news that President Biden has more contenders than President Trump had. Biden had two other people on the ballot, but he wasn't on the ballot, and President Trump only had the one. So, anyway, I'm watching the news, and it's pretty much that the Democratic notion is that the Republicans are against democracy. They don't want you to vote freely, but yet they didn't want New Hampshire for some reason, They didn't want New Ham it was, that was a big thing. They didn't want New Hampshire to be the first primary that Joe Biden was in, because he lost there. Okay, and so they the DNC he got the DNC to say, okay, that primary doesn't count. That's not going to be the first one. We're only going to count South Carolina. I think it's South Carolina. And because that's where he won big, and that's what got his momentum going. So that's where they wanted to really start his winning campaign. But if they'd gone the other way, and just went ahead and put him on the primary, he would have won. It's obvious he would have won. But they didn't want to give the Democratic choice to the people of New Hampshire. They just pretty much canceled them out as far as in the democracy. So who's the anti-democratic party? Anyway. So that's it for politics, I guess. I'm kind of tired of it. So let me get to Peyton, and this will be the sign off for today's post. These are going to be short until my voice actually gets a lot less strained. It's straining right now just to talk. So the effects of COVID again, I guess. And so, have a good one.